Penn Hills Automotive.
Hi, is Ron in?
This is Ron.
Hey, Ron, this is Nico. I'm calling from the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing this morning?
From where?
The Bank of Cardiff. We're a private business bank over here in San Diego on the West Coast. Look, I'm not trying to take up a lot of your time. I'm following up on a pre-approved finance offer that we mailed out to your business a couple weeks ago. Got you pre-approved with us for some working capital and equipment financing. Looks like it's for about $250,000. So I was just circling back, seeing if you had anything coming up towards the end of the year here where we might be able to help you out.
I think I'm all right right now.
Okay. Is there a typical time of the year where you kind of do look at the finances of the business?
Not really. No.
Not really?
No.
Nothing of that nature. You guys are, a general automotive sales and service shop, mm-hmm.
right?
Okay. Are you looking to maybe bring on some new inventory?
No, not right now at this time.
Okay.
I'm pretty good, really.
Yeah. Is it kind of a slow time for you right now, or?
We usually stay busy all the time.
All the time?
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so no plans or anything coming up where you guys might want to look to expand, kind of maybe stock your inventory kind of towards the end of the year so that you're all set for 2017?
Nah, I think I'm pretty good that way.
Pretty good that way? Okay, how's business been for 2016, though?
Good, very good.
Very good? It's been treating you well?
Yeah, everything's good.
Yeah, how are you guys' sales? Are you guys, like, on track for what you guys did last year?
Sales is little different. I don't do as much sales. I just do main a lot of repair work, and sales is just like kind of like second. Like
okay,
second part of the business.
So the service part is your primary source.
Yes.
Rather, and then sales is kind of just it's
sales
there.
Sales are like if I see customers that or if I have a customer that doesn't want to put money in their vehicle, then I'll buy it, fix it, and then I'll sell it.
Yeah, so you'll flip it.
I don't go
it.
To the auction anymore.
Oh, okay. It's too crazy over there?
Well, I'm just too busy. I can't do both. It's hard for me to do both.
Okay. Have you, have you looked into maybe hiring somebody who can maybe go over there and do that type of work, who makes the bids?
I had people before, which I wasn't happy with. It's just not the same.
Yeah, it's not
Either
the same.
Or, Yeah.
Right. Yeah. No. My my uncle. He does pretty much the same thing that you do. He has a service and kind of automotive sales business, and he does all the bidding himself. So he definitely has told me in the past, it's like you have to be there to know like what you're buying exactly. So it's it's kind of hard to trust somebody else with your money when they can make whatever type of choice they want there. Okay. All right. Run. Yeah, he deals mainly with more European style cars too, so he's really gotta like be there. But Ron, what's a good email address? Maybe I could just shoot you over my contact info. If anything comes up in the meantime, we might be able to help you out. You can just give me a phone call.
Here, I'll give you my wife's email. G E R E N Y I A. live.com.
Okay. All right. Now, for you guys, does like the end of the year kind of pick more up for you since
I'm busy all the time. Really, I have to go. I'm busy now.
All right, not okay. A problem, Ron. I'll shoot you over my contact info. Just give me a call. If anything comes up.
Okay.
All right. Sounds good, man. You take care.
Bye bye.
All right. Bye.